painting in China. As with all the arts of China since 1912, has reflected the effects of modernization, the impact of Western art, and the political, military, and economic struggles of the period, including the war with Japan, 1937 to 45, the civil war that ended in the establishment in 1949 of the People's Republic of China, and the rapid economic changes of the late 20th and early 21st centuries. A Shanghai regional style appeared in the 1850s. In the early 20th century, this style was passed on to Beijing through the art of Chen Shizeng and Qi Baishi. The first Chinese artists to respond to international developments in modern art were those who had visited Japan. Gao Qifeng and others inaugurated a new national painting movement, which in turn gave rise to a Cantonese or Lingnan, a regional style that incorporated Euro-Japanese characteristics. Increasingly, by the mid-1920s, young Chinese artists were attracted not just to Japan, but also to Paris and German art centers. A trio of these artists brought back some understanding of the essential contemporary European traditions and movements. Liu Haisu was first attracted to Impressionist art, while Lin Fengmian was inspired by the experiments in the color and pattern of Henri Matisse and the Fauves. Xu Beihong eschewed European modernist movements in favor of more conservative Parisian academic styles. Throughout the 1950s, socialist realist standards were gradually implemented. While the early 1960s provided a moment of political relaxation for Chinese artists, the Cultural Revolution of 1966 to 76 brought unprecedented hardships. The passing of Mao and Maoism after 1976 brought a new and sometimes refreshing chapter in the arts under the leadership of Deng Xiaoping. In the 1980s, a resurgence of the traditional Chinese painting occurred, featuring the return of formerly disgraced artists, including Li Keran and Huang Yongyu, and the emergence of such fresh talents as Wu Guangzhong and Jia Youfu. Chinese artists began to experiment with new subjects and techniques in their attempt to bring the Chinese painting to a new height.